Good morning, everyone. Just while I'm sorting myself out, with 1 second. Just before I want to start to speak, a number of people have been saying to me, how's the week of prayer gone for Salford, as we've been going around? Just want to share a couple of things with you, not just as commentary on the week of prayer, such as people, but commentary on what is God doing in our city. And I think it's interesting when people sometimes are going through a tough time, the devil's trying to stop us receiving at times what God's giving us, and trying to block us receiving what God's giving us. And he tries to distract us and tries to pull us away from what God's giving us. I want to just share a couple of little stories with you as a reflection on something. You know, about 8 months ago now, we started to realise that this coming week of prayer, we're going to start praying for family and communities. And realising we've seen lots of change in education, health, other areas of this city. We're going to keep on seeing God moving. We need to see families now changed. That's a key thing. Family life is going to radically change in this city in the next few years. Communities are going to radically change in this city in the next few years. At the same time, I read a book about 2 years ago called The Clapham Connection. And the Clapham Connection was a group of Christians who Wilberforce was one of, and John Newton was one of, and Vern, who was the minister. And this amazing story of these, I always get tongue-tied when I try and say philanthropists. Right? I'll say it once, I'm not going to say it again. Don't be tongue-tied. But around these MPs, around these real social and spiritual entrepreneurs, were these money men. And one particular money man released a fortune. In our terms, we're talking millions of pounds 1 year, from his business to God's kingdom, to build the kingdom throughout this nation. And at the end of the year, to his utter disappointment, he'd actually made more money than he'd given away. He was hoping to say, I've given most of my wealth away, but he became more wealthier, and he gave more money away. But as we're looking at this, we're realising, we're praying that for God to move in this city, you do need money. Sometimes we don't like talking about money, but you need money to do things. So we started to pray into this. And there's a monument next to McDonald's at the top of Cross Lane to Oliver Haywood. Now, for those of you who live on the high Claremont Road, Claremont was Oliver Haywood's house. He was a big banker in Manchester, and he paid for Holy Angels and St. John's to be built. He was a philanthropist to the area of Salford. So we stand on the steps of this monument and pray in these philanthropists to come into the city. These people who can partner with the social and spiritual entrepreneurs to see this city change. Well, about 4 weeks afterwards, a man came to the city called Czech.